This morning, the message is titled, "The Offering We Bring to God." The passage is in Matthew chapter 26, verse 6-15. The key verse is John 12, verse 16. "My Father will honor the one who served me." Matthew chapter 26, verse 6-13. Jesus anointed at Bethany. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price, and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Let's all read together key verse in John chapter 12, verse 26, part B. "My Father will honor the one who serves me." One more time. "My Father will honor the one who serves me." This time, prepare our heart to receive the word through our pastor. This morning, I'd like to invite our pastor to come and share the message. Greetings to the congregation. We welcome those worshiping online and are now also worship with us. The lesson today is titled, "The Offering We Bring to God." You are bringing an offering. It's not based on the value, but it's on our heart. And what we bring to the Lord, it becomes good or bad. Depends on our heart in it. God sees everything in us, in our heart. And none of other can see. The congregation. One Sunday morning, the pastor noticed little Joey was staring up at the large plaque that hung in the foyer of the church. It was covered with names. Flowers and small American flags were mounted on either side of it. The 7-year-old had been staring at the plaque for some time. So the pastor walked up, stood beside the boy, and said quietly, "Good morning, Joey." "Good morning, Pastor," replied the young man, still focused on the plaque. And he asked, "Pastor Smith, what is this? And why there's flowers and flags there?" "Well, son, it's a memorial to all the men and women who have died in the service." Suddenly, they stood together, staring at the large plaque. Little Joey's voice was barely audible when he asked, "Which one, the morning or the evening service?" The youngster did not understand the service. He thought that the service was like a Sunday service rather than service of the country. This morning, you would have to think about if somebody could be misunderstood by others, but is more important to the Lord. And that is Mary, who has bring an offering in alabaster of perfume. Let's pray for guidance. and we'll see how we will learn. Dear our Lord, we are thankful because you have loved us. Many times we are very wrong, but the Lord, maybe you can be patient waiting for us, wanting us to come back, be close to you, and have a relationship, the appropriate relationship. We're thankful because the heart comes and worship the Lord. May all our offerings that we bring to heaven come to be pleasing to you, Lord. May your word remind us that in what we bring is the kind of offering will be pleasing to you, so that we can bring to you an offering that you are most pleasing to you. May you bless each one of us in this time to take away our worry so that we can focus completely into the word. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In communication in the Bible, there are many stories familiar with us. Even Matthew, Mark, and John all recording this story about Mary and making alabaster to the Lord Jesus. We also learn in Luke, but that Luke has a very different perspective. In that story, Luke recorded about the forgiveness and the thankfulness of someone to the Lord, but Matthew, Mark, and John recorded from a perspective of Jesus honoring this lady. And in this situation, we can compare different passages in John 12, Mark 14, and Matthew 14, that we can compare. This is Mary, his sister of Lazarus and Matthew, and this is at Bethany before Jesus was going to be hung on the cross. In this context, Jesus is Bethany and the home of Simon the leper. Simon has not sure if it's related to Matthew, but this different than Simon the Pharisee. In Luke chapter 7, recounted the first few years of Jesus, but this story is in the context of 6 days Jesus was going to be crucified. Simon invited Jesus because he was healed from leprosy. He'd been healed by Jesus, and he now returned to the society around him. This is something very joy to leper. So he organized a party to express his thankfulness to Jesus. And on John 12, we know that there was Lazarus, his brother, and Mary. Why was Lazarus here? Because Lazarus has been raised from the dead. And Lazarus also wants to show that the power of Jesus raised him from the dead. So he was there in this time to express the power of Jesus in his life. And we saw also John recounted in this party that Martha, someone who was taking care of food. When we see of Martha, we see the ability of the women to prepare a very good dinner for Jesus. She invited Jesus already, but this time, maybe come to Simon the leper. She's the one who served the food. And each one has a particular chance to express thankfulness to Jesus and what the Lord has done in their life. We are reminded this lady, Mary, in John. We know that this is Mary, sister of Martha. Mary, one time invited Jesus to home, and both of them treat him with consideration. And that dinner, Martha was very busy to prepare while Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus to hear the teaching of Jesus. And Martha, why don't you tell Mary to come and help me? Jesus, Mary has chosen the best. Maybe Mary has chosen that nobody understood, but God had Jesus understood. No less than mine. It's similar. There was something we have done that others could not understand, but the Lord see deep into our heart, and He understood the value of our service to Him. At this time, Mary prepared to praise the Lord by an offering. First, we see here that offering from the heart. Mary has brought an offering from her heart. And according to Mark and John, let us know that the value of this fragrance is 300 denarii, and each day a worth is 101 denarii. So 300 denarii is 300 of a work day, 300 of them. If we are a doctor or maybe it's costing now $40,000 to $50,000 by this today's value. Maybe this is very, very expensive kind of breakfast. Do you think that we could offer to the Lord this kind of offering? This perfume is very, very expensive that each of this young lady has, and the Israelite women use this perfume in some very special occasion, and they use it for themselves. But the man that they want to say that will be used as a burial to make it. So they don't carry this with them normally. So we see Mary added to when she came to this party, she brought with her, that means in her hand, she has prepared intention to use this for the Lord Jesus. That's how she brought it. It's something she carried every day with her. The attitude to prepare this fragrance, not just something, worship. This is just a dinner party. A part of it is that Jesus was inviting and Mary because want to praise the Lord Jesus in this dinner because she wanted to do something for Lord Jesus. And Mary has prepared with her this bottle of fragrance. And we worship you, whatever we do for the Lord. You think that we prepare. How do we prepare? Do we come to worship on time? Do we it with all of our heart? Do we prepare carefully of each one for, well, whatever it is, it is, and just very casually, but offering from the heart. Need us to prepare. Mary prepared us to bring her own fragrance. Mary wasn't concerned with what was served to Jesus. Mary didn't concern who were there. But the only focus of her mind in this party was that Jesus. She loved Jesus with all her heart. She loved Jesus with all of her effort, and she used this fragrance bottle to anoint Jesus, not just anoint in an casual way. We see that she broke and poured on Jesus' head, according to Mark. She broke out this alabaster and then she started to pour this one. To break, that means nothing can be said back. She offer everything, and Mary has expressed her preparation with the bottom of her to break this alabaster model to anoint Jesus, and according to Matthew, also anointed her feet and used her hair to dry. Maybe the way the apostle was sitting is very different. So they do not sit around a table. They have some bed that they recline. And then the food was brought to the bed. So a dinner like this is something very valuable that can last for many hours. And somebody was be able, the Israelite, they can have dinner from 6 p.m. until 12 midnight. They don't eat in a hurry. They don't sit at table, but they recline their bed. And so this culture, maybe all these beds has been prepared as different location, but Matthew will see it from different things. John look at it with a different way they describe. Somebody said, we recorded that she poured the perfume on Jesus' head or on Jesus' throat. A broken alabaster bottle that has enough oil to be anointed on the head of the bird. But it's not just a few drops, but the whole thing. And she did not keep behind anything. And the offering from Mary is from the heart, has been prepared carefully, and she did it according to that, that offering. Very, very valuable for God. Let's think about all the offering that we will bring to the Lord Jesus from the heart. The way we prepare, it must have a value for the Lord. Many years ago, the Sunday School Times carried the account of a Christian school for the children of untouchables in India. Prior to World War II, each year the children received Christmas presents from children in England. The girls got a doll and the boys got a toy. On one occasion, the doctor from a nearby mission hospital was asked to distribute the gifts. In the course of his visit, he told the youngster about a village where the boys and the girls had never even heard of Jesus. He suggested that maybe they would like to give them some of their old toys as presents. They liked the idea and readily agreed. A week later, the doctor returned to collect the girls. The sight was unforgettable. One by one, the children filed by and handed the doctor a doll or toy. To his great surprise, they all gave the new present they had just received several days earlier. When he asked why, it's all new gifts that they received. They gave it up for the children of India. When asked why, a girl spoke up. Then one of them said, "Doctor, think what God did by giving us his only son. Could we give him less than our best?" These children were an offering to the Lord was the of her heart. Though she gave those to the children of India, but she knew that they are doing it for the Lord. And they had brought the new dolls and toys to give it to the children in India. The offering must be prepared. Also, with preparing also of our offering and the way we give. When we give an offering as money, have prepared or something, and maybe we are just decide at that time how much we will be. We prepare our worship. How are we going to wear ourselves? The time that we prepare, if we prepare to worship in songs or do any other things, we can participate in the service. How do we prepare? Do we have enough time to prepare all the things that are needed for the worship or not? In congregation, the Lord will be sad if we faith receive is not coming from our hearts. And so through Mary, we can think about become the offering confession because it's prepared from her heart. The second point that we will think here is that offering with fragrance pleasing to the Lord. The Israelites, when they make a throw a party, they are longing the value of the alabaster bottle that Mary brought to serve the Lord is something that is very, very expensive. And according to John, when he broke this alabaster, the fragrance filled the room, and in Vietnamese we have the giving is not the same as how it's given, but the Lord, when Mary has love, her valuable gift as well as her heart, and the way that she gave. And this is very pleasing to her. Mark recorded that she broke this bottle of perfume. When they have a guest, the Israelites honor the guest in the house and to ask the server to pour the anointing oil on the head of the guest. And in Luke chapter 7, Jesus came to the Pharisee, but the Pharisee did not pour oil on Jesus' head, which is a custom of that day to honor the guests. This is a kind of tradition, but Pharisee, but this lady has poured out this fragrance, so Jesus can consider this act of two. But then we put this alabaster and pour on Jesus' head to honor Jesus. And in the Old Testament, when a prophet, a king has been selected to perform the service, then he will be anointed. Samuel has done this to Saul and anointed to David to become the king of the Israelites. So when Mary put the oil on Jesus' head, you are the king, my king. Our offering has the value as valuable as this fragrance that you are my king, Lord. As Mary took the oil and poured on Jesus' feet and used her hair to dry, poured on the feet to express the humbleness, that her humbleness is a humbleness to the Lord because she used her hair in drying the feet. And after they marry, the hair cannot be let down. Only the prostitute then use the let the hair down like that. But here, Mary did not think about anybody else. She only thought about Jesus, and she was ready to let her hair down in her body to wash the feet of Jesus, express the humbleness of Mary before the Lord. Doesn't matter nobody any other thing, only as long as Jesus accepted her. Doesn't matter other thing that is a waste, as long as Jesus is pleasing with the offering. Doesn't matter other and despise because she let down her hair to clean Jesus' feet. As long as Jesus is pleasing, Mary is only concerned with that. The offering to my Mary is some kind of too sincere very meaningful. There is no obligation there that would express from her heart of her thankfulness to the Lord. Sincere appreciation that Jesus can see through. There's a late great African American laundry woman. She has a worked as a laundry, and somebody has become very well known. She is a philanthropist, and her name is Osceola McCarthy, born 1908. And she died in 1999. She did one thing all of her life, that she only knew laundry. She never had a car. She's a believer. She never married. And she's a funeral Christian woman who never bought a car, who never got married, who lived in a simple frame home in Estyburg, Mississippi, and she earned 50 cents a load doing laundry for the well-to-do families of Hattiesburg. During this time, she can service by providing laundry by hand. She make the laundry. She used washboard instead of electric washing machine. She boiled for 3/4 of a century as a domestic, washing, ironing, and folding other people's clothing. Her life was an inspiration to men. Her formal education ended in the 6th grade when an aunt became ill and was paralyzed. Osceola had to quit school so that she could take care of her aunt. She took in laundry to earn money, and every week she put a little aside in a saving account. Osceola had a dream. A dream that she never shared with anyone. A dream of getting a higher education. A dream that was never fulfilled for her, but being lived vicariously through the student that she has and continue even after her death to her. That dream was revealed when she shocked the University of Southern Mississippi in Estyburg, Mississippi in 1995. With a generous gift of $150,000 to help somebody's child to go to college. Because she wasn't able to complete school, she thought, how can she help others to go to school? And that's why she gave. And this was well invested. And that money had put aside the saving account for all of those years had grown to $250,000 with compound interest, which, as she said, was more than what she could use. She exclaimed, I can't carry anything away from here with me, so I thought it was best to give it to some child to get an education. The University of Southern Mississippi used the money to endow the Osceola McCarthy Scholarship USM Foundation, which provides money for African American children of limited means with the opportunity to be able to go to college. After the work, she told the reporters, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I have tried it. Do according to the command of the Lord. To give is blessed. But we must pay a price. McCarthy has paid a price so that the offering for this university becomes valuable. So these are for the student college. But her heart is with the Lord. Similarly, Mary has come to anoint the feet of Jesus to pour out on Jesus' head, and that offering is something that makes the whole room a fragrance. She did not intend to keep anything back for her. She did not feel regret to use this on Jesus' body. When I look at everything that have served these children. Very well, because they have paid for their health, their life, to contribute to the service. And many have come to serve. And their voice is forced, but they tried. And this is a kind of offering that is a fragrance to the Lord. When we offer to the Lord, that we kind of sacrifice of time and your effort with your strength, it will become an offering that is a fragrance, because it will be prepared by your effort giving to the Lord. And I think that if an offering to the Lord that has no value if we do not sacrifice ourselves. If we just put in some money, or we just do for entertainment that we could not sacrifice, then we want to be close to the Lord. I'm afraid these offerings have no fragrance for the Lord if we just naturally put in something. In 2 Samuel, in verse 24, we tell about the story of King David. And because of these censers that David wanted to, and Jesus, and the Lord said, do not tell the victory does not come from the strength of army, it came from the Lord. So when David wanted to take a census, did not teach the Lord, but in a verse, role of a king, David did do that, and then and there was punishment from God for disobedience, and he said, in 3 years you will have a famine, or in 3 years, so he chose the fact, and that time happened, and 70,000 died because of the, in 3 days, because of punishment. And then God, the prophet said, if you want this time to stop, you must come to a place where, Arona, and you will buy that piece of land and, build an altar there. So because of his sinful condition there, David came to Arana and Arana said, why do you want to come? I want to build an altar, David, sit here, and I want to buy your land. And Arana said, there, this is the place. This is my cattle will be yours. You can use all that I have to build an altar and offer to me. But David said, no, I insist on paying you for it. I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing. There must be a price that we pay for the offering that we bring to the Lord. And Jesus told us, whoever served me, then my Father will honor them. Why? Because whoever served me must follow me. That means Jesus can come in the glory, but also he descended to the this is a, we love to go into the glorified, but we do not want to be despised or persecuted. And as we do that, the Lord has done, and Jesus said that those persons that my Father will honor them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 55, verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give for yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. We are coming in the time to work for the governing Lord. Also, the young couple will also be, who will be belonging to the governing board. But remember, our work and labor in the Lord is not in vain. If it is us, then are you prepared to give the Lord your effort, your time, and your skill to serve the Lord? offering of fragrance is pleasing to the Lord. The third point here, that offerings that are remembered. Offering from the heart will please the Lord. An offering with fragrance will please the Lord. But also, that offering will be remembered by the Lord. Mary has done. But the Lord see inside her heart. Those are things that nobody can put a value. But Jesus had put a value on what Mary did. We know the disciples were indignant because what Mary did, I thought, this is very strange. Maybe, of course, Mary has done, they will be happy. But now they were indignant. We do not know what caused them to be so indignant. They were angry, but Jesus defended Mary's action. Jesus said, do not bother her, Jesus said. Someone does not understand what we were doing. But the Lord can see the reason, the attitude of that person serving the Lord. And there, everybody can be angry at Mary, but Jesus said, do not bother her. Jesus defended Mary of her action. Many others use that money to give it to the poor. 200 denarii is a year worth of work that could help a lot of poor people. But Jesus said, he has done a good thing. In the eyes of the apostles, they only have the poor. If they only think about those around them, but in Mary's eyes, there is only Jesus. Maybe during this time, Mary herself does not know that when she was doing this, it has a very important meaning. But Jesus would know her. She did not understand that. But the way she Mary did, that she did it as though this is the last time that she would meet Jesus, that I have to do something most valuable to Jesus. I hope that with everything that we do today, just like this is the last time we can serve the Lord here, so that we do it with all our heart. And Mary thought she has never had another opportunity, or she has no other gift as expensive, as valuable as this alabaster bottle. And she did it with all of her heart. She has explained to the crowd that even the spirit is full, the difference between Mary did for Jesus and do for those around. The big difference, Jesus said to the apostle, the poor you will always have with you, Jesus said, but you will not always have me. Do you think that is appropriate for us? We will always have around us, but we would never would have the Lord do it for Jesus all the time. If we are pleasing the Lord, or do we want to please people around us? When God recorded this, and the one who complained was Judah Iscariot. Judah Iscariot called that something a wasteful thing. But Jesus said, no, he did not waste. He used this perfume to prepare me for burial. Nobody understood what Mary did during this time, because in a few days, Jesus had to go to the cross. A timely service, my service was honored by Jesus, because Jesus said, this fragrance is for my burial. The most wasteful thing is the wasting when we have something that we did not give it to the Lord. That is a waste. We can make a lot of money or make a name for ourselves, but if we only live for ourselves, and that has wasted the life away, we should prepare our skill, our education, understanding, and use that to serve the Lord. I think that that person has wasted his whole life. John chapter 17 verse 12 talk about the prayer. Jesus prayed for Judas. While I was with them, I protected them, Jesus prayed, and kept them safely. That name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. That applies to Judas Iscariot. It expresses that that is a wasted person. Judas has been called by Jesus to become Jesus' disciple, has been blessed with the power to heal, cast out demons, has grown to preach the gospel, the kingdom of God, and God also washed feet. Jesus has washed the feet of Judas Christ, but Judas has sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. It's just the guise of a pig or a slave and the condemnation. That son of destruction has been lost. He wasted his life. And Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that we can dedicate ourselves that valuable to God. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of glory, verse 4, to offer your body as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. We may not have this special perfume, but our service from our heart, our body must be a living sacrifice, pleasing to God. And trusted. And this is the appropriate way to worship, pleasing to God. That do we want to offer our bodies so that we can become an offering pleasing to the Lord. The offering of marriage, he did not prepare, did not intend. And then the blessing will be boundless. And she told them, truly I tell you, whenever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Maybe comparing to others, this alabaster fragrance is very, very expensive because it's worth a year worth of work. However, if we compare that Jesus left the glory from heaven to carry a body, suffered until death to pay, and this alabaster Mary could not compare. Well, no, it could be more valuable. It's as valuable as 300 days' work. It's nothing compared to the glory that Jesus gave up to become human. And but Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached, he has to tell her what she did for Jesus in that body. And she brought what Mary has done, just like a sacrifice Jesus did, like the gospel. Is Mary has been done what is a fragrance to Jesus that the Lord will have more value of what Mary did compared to Jesus has done. And Jesus said, wherever this gospel is preached, Jesus said, throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. And I think if Mary knew what she done to Jesus, that love is an invaluable example. And Mary did not know this, but now we know that the Jesus word is applicable wherever the gospel is preached, that her name will be told also in memory. What we do for the Lord Jesus, like Mary or not, what we have done will be remembered by the Lord when a task my service appropriately according to the Lord's will. And Jesus said, though you can give a cup of water to a child, it will not be forgotten. We recognize God will honor us when our service is timely according to God's will. And Jesus said, whoever served me, my Father will honor them. There's a story told Reverend Roland Allen tells about a veteran missionary who came to him one day after he had delivered his sermon. The missionary introduced himself and said, I was a medical missionary for many years in India, and I served in a region where there was progressive blindness. People were born with healthy vision, but there was something in that area that caused people to lose their sight as they mature. But this missionary had developed a process that would arrest progressive blindness. So people came to him and he performed his operation. They would leave realizing that they had been spared a life of blindness because of this missionary. He said that they never said thank you because that phrase was not in their dialect. Instead, they spoke a word that meant, I will tell your name. It's a way to say thank you wherever they went. They would tell the name of the missionary who had cured their blindness. They had received something so wonderful that they memorialized the man by proclaiming his name to any they met, meaning someone has done a wonderful thing to this village, that they would tell the name of this missionary. What God has done for us, and the Lord has brought us out of darkness from blind so that we can see the Lord. And I hope each one of us to serve the Lord in an attitude, dear Lord, I will make your name known. That will be pleasing to God as our offering. Let's think about what Mary has done. That's more than 2,000 years, but that will be reminded to us every time the gospel is preached. And I believe that's what you have done to participate, to offer your service, will bring a fragrance pleasing to God, hoping that our service can be recorded by the Lord wherever the gospel is preached, that the glory will be also in this, our service. May God be glorified in our life. Let's all stand. Let's read together the key verse of today's message, that the word of God has encouraged us. Let's read together. My Father will honor the one who serves me. One more time. My Father will honor the one who serves me. And this is something that God promised. This is a principle. Whoever serves the Lord, my Father will honor them. Let's pray. Yeah, our loving Father, we are thankful because Jesus has come, has changed our life, has changed the life of Mary. She understood your word is valuable for her, and she wants to hear your word and your feet. And we learned about her story, about her heart when Mary broke the bottle of fragrance to anoint the man. Something that God has given her ability to do this, that she did the best thing that Jesus will honor though maybe other around would be angry, but Jesus, you have defended her. That Jesus, you said, do not want other feel that something is wasteful what they're reading. But to you, Lord, it is valuable because it's timely in preparing for your kingdom. May we think about these things that when we served you, Lord, at some time, we did not do it because we thought so troublesome. We thought something others than service for you. There's only valuable service that everlasting. That whoever served the Lord, the Father will honor us. We pray that for us, each one has attitude, whatever that we can bring the service to music, to different tasks, to cleaning up, to take care of the equipment, to teaching the Word of God to the youngster who express your life in us through our friends, that we can complete what you have asked us to. That is, we continue to proclaim your name. May we have an attitude of thankfulness worthy of the Lord is for us. That the Word of God will nourish us spiritually for myself at this congregation, Lord. We are thankful, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.